Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A television apocalypse. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Ironically, it was a time of relative peace in the world. In New York that day, thoughts were on the pennant race. In Los Angeles, the biggest concern was beating the heat. And in a small town in America's heartland, a parade was being held. The people ate hot dogs, listened to martial tunes played by the local high school band, and craned their necks to admire the latest in high-tech weaponry from nearby Fort Pratt. But at the very moment the homecoming queen was receiving a deservedly warm reception from the crowd, some darn kids were playing near one of the missiles.
Launch, commit.
Retaliation was swift. Failsafe and doomsday mechanisms kicked in exactly as programmed. And in less than 50 minutes, but for a handful of survivors, the world had been destroyed.
The ever-looming threat of nuclear war and what life would be like to survive in a post-apocalyptic world has been the source of many film and television shows. But as a sitcom, no one dared. At least not until September 1992, when Fox launched their hilarious take on surviving the fallout with the radioactive comedy Whoops.
Wow. I can't wait for this. The title is already troublesome. Let's do it.
Whoops was a short-lived sitcom that blended comedy with a post-apocalyptic scenario. The premise revolved around a group of survivors who found themselves living together in a fallout shelter after a nuclear apocalypse. While the world outside was devastated, this unlikely group of characters had to navigate life in their underground refuge.
Now you're selling me on it. It feels like it's a pre-must-see TV experience that I kind of know maybe what the humor would be like. It's a network show. Lots of hot people in a bunker?
Hot people is subjective.
That's true.
Let me read you the description of the pilot.
Great.
Mark tells of how during a military parade, some kids were fooling around with their remote-controlled toy car, which caused the nuclear warhead to launch and all the world's powers to open fire. At that time, Mark had just gotten off work and was making a deposit at the bank. In a flash of light, the nuclear holocaust happened. Now, driving through a barren wasteland, Mark stumbles upon a fertile valley containing a farm that houses five other survivors. However, the six constantly bicker and do not get along as a community until a gigantic, mutated spider threatens the farm.
Oh my God.
The survivors have to work as a team to be able to fend off the spider.
This feels too real for a sitcom in the early 90s, honestly. This feels like a little too gritty.
The show was known for its dark humor and often explored the challenges and absurdities of trying to survive in a world that had been destroyed. It only aired for one season and consisted of 10 episodes. Despite its unique premise and humor, Whoops did not achieve long-term success and remains a relatively obscure entry in the world of television.
They didn't workshop this name at all. This name sounds like a children's toy from the same era.
Whoops.
Whoops. Super Soaker.
You want to meet the cast?
Absolutely.
You will, after this break. Let's meet the cast. Mark Braddock, played by Evan Handler, was formerly a school teacher and is the narrator of the show. He's the one who's most familiar to me. I know him from Californication.
Oh.
You ever watched the show?
I did back when. Yeah, but I can't put
you. No, he's. I guess you'd call him a character actor, but you'd be familiar with him. Jack Connors, played by Fred Applegate, formerly a homeless man and a great practical joker. I'm just giving you little pieces.
It's a little log line for each character.
Alice McConnell, played by Megan Fay, was a progressive feminist stereotype.
Oh yeah, she's a stereotype. Well written.
You can fill in the blanks on the rest of it. It's 1992.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Frederick Ross, played by Clavant Derricks, was formerly a research biologist. He did science.
He did science, not anymore.
Suzanne Skillman, played by Marita Garrity, was a hair salon employee and is a dumb blonde stereotype.
Wow.
Although her hair color was clearly brunette. That's
really
important.
An optical illusion? A creative choice. Sorry.
The show has levels. Curtis Thorpe, played by Lane Davies, was formerly an aggressive venture capitalist. You know, classic money man.
Mm-hmm.
The characters stumbled from one catastrophe to another, often making things worse in their misguided attempts to set things right. From accidentally unleashing hordes of mutant squirrels to triggering a rift in the space-time continuum, the show's absurd scenarios kept viewers both laughing with and at the program, all the while wondering what Whoops was all about.
Yeah. I'm wondering.
Beneath the slapstick humor and outlandish situations, Whoops did offer biting social commentary. It explored themes such as human hubris, the consequence of unchecked scientific experimentation, mm-hmm. and the fragility of societal structures. The show raised questions about the state of the world and the role of ordinary individuals shaping its destiny.
This show sounds great to me. I would watch this. I should have watched this. We should all watch this. And I also thought about in the writer's room how fun that must have been, because it's not like you have any constraints like science or reason or laws. You can just have squirrels and rips in time and space.
And the only thing you have as far as a path that's been laid is other sitcoms.
That's right.
That's it. They have they have stereotypical characters, you know, those characters that you need.
It's like the stock characters, but like
things that have worked for years.
Yeah. And it's, you know, early 90s. You're not even into the late 90s where like really like must-see TV was happening. You're even before that. You're before your Carolines in the Cities and your Seinfelds. You're in Veronica's Closet territory.
With all that, Whoops was only able to survive from September to December 1992. 13 episodes were made, but only 10 were aired before Fox canceled the series.
Mm.
Bummer Christmas for the cast.
Yeah, not good.
Luckily, cocaine was
still around in the 90s?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Is running rampant. TV Guide named Whoops the 42nd worst TV show of all time.
That's not that bad. Oh. Sorry, continue.
And referred to it as post-apocalyptic Gilligan's Island, which is what you said.
That's what I said. Am I a prophetess, perhaps?
Maybe you're a blonde that's clearly a brunette.
Mm.